Avodah Zarah, Per Gimel Mishnah Hay 3:5. The basic question this Mishnah wants to answer is, what happens if the Gentiles have this like holy mountain, which they ascribe to having, you know, some kind of like independent power, and that is not an uncommon thing, in fact. And so they worship the mountain. So would the mountain become Asar Bahana? Can you quarry the rocks out of the mountain? Can you plant a vineyard on the mountain? And the answer is going to be, yes, you can, because we'll see that the mountain, essentially Hashem made it, and it's not susceptible to people transforming into something that's an object of worship that would become Asar Bahana. In contrast, we'll see that something that a person is involved in making, like he plants a tree, or the like, even if it's attached to the ground, then it would become Asar Bahana because the person was involved. So that's the distinguishing feature over here. But the Mishnah is going to be a little more involved here. The reason why is because the Pasuk, which talks about mountains and hills, also talks about trees. They seem to be on equal footing. So there'd be a question why a mountain which was worshipped is not Asar Bahana, whereas a tree which is worshipped, we'll call it an Asherah tree, is Asar Bahana. So we have to grapple that, and we will right now in the Mishnah, which says inside, Hagoyim ha'ovdim es haharim ve'es ha'gvos. If you have Gentiles who worship mountains or hills, this Hagoyim here doesn't really come to say, as opposed to if a Jew would worship it, it doesn't make a difference. Just the Lashon of the Pasuk, the actual verse says, Abed tavdun es kol ha'makomos asher avdu sham ha'goyim. You have to destroy the places that the Goyim worshipped, so hence the Goyim we mentioned over here as explicit Hagoyim. Okay, and it goes on to say, Es Eloheim al Heharim Haramim, their gods on the mountains that are high, at Al Gavos, and on the hilltops, etc. So, says the Mishnah inside again, if they worship the mountains and the hills, Hein Mutarin, it doesn't matter, the mountains and hills remain permitted, meaning you could quarry them, you could plant them, and the like. Umasha Aleim Asurim, but what's atop of them, if they were to decorate the mountain in some way, whatever it is, etc., that stuff on the mountain becomes Asur, Asurim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Lo sachmod kesef v'zav aleihem v'lakachta. You shouldn't covet the silver and gold that's on them and take it lach for yourself. The word aleihem is coming to teach you that even if for some reason the idol wouldn't be forbidden, the gold or silver on it is forbidden. In the case here of our Mishnah, the idol is the mountain, which is not forbidden, but if you have something that's on top of it, decorating it and the like, it would be forbidden. Now Biyosi comes to add to this. He says, okay, so we've explained that the mountains are not forbidden, whereas what's on top of them is forbidden, but the question is why? Why, if someone worships a mountain, doesn't the mountain become an idol, now it comes Asar Bahana? So, Rabbi Yosi Glili Omer, he says, Eloheihem al Heharim, the Pasuk says, and he's really, it's like a drasha here, but the Pasuk says, they're gods on the mountains. So that means v'lo harim aloheim. It's but their mountains themselves can't be considered to be their gods in this context. And similarly, Eloheim ala gvaot, the Pasuk says, like their gods on the hills. So the drush is v'lo gvaot Eloheim, but the hill themselves doesn't have a status of being their god in this context, again, to make it Asar Bahana. Okay, so that's fine. But we haven't answered then. The problem is that the very same Pasuk, which mentions the mountains and the hills, also mentions the Eitz Ra'anan, like a verdant leafy tree. And so the problem is, what's with trees? Because we know that trees and Asherah is Asar. So if that's true and mountains and trees should be on equal footing, why would mountains be still permitted if they're worshipped, whereas trees not? Says the Mishnah, Upnei Ma Asherah Asuras, then why is the idolatrous tree forbidden if it's worshipped? Mipnei Sheyesh Ba Tfisas Yedei Adam, because they have input, human input. They're not just, the tree didn't just emerge out of nowhere, the tree was planted. So human beings have their involvement in this tree, and therefore they can make something which is forbidden, as opposed to the mountain, which exists independent of people, as with the hilltops, and of course, same with like the sun and the moon or something. Those exist without human input, and therefore they remain permitted. So says the Mishnah, V'chol sheyesh ba tfisas yedei adam asur. Things which have human involvement to make them, like planting a tree, even if they're mechubar lakarka, they're attached to the ground, they're attached to the mountain, they're different, since they're human, made by humans, at least in part, so they are susceptible to the Isser Hana of being, if they're worshipped. Now, that's fine, but the problem is it doesn't explain then why we would mention trees and mountains in the same pasuk as if they're on equal footing. So Rabbi Kiva is going to try to resolve that part of it. So he's going to essentially have a rereading of the pasuk of what the meaning, the simple reading of the pasuk is. Since Rabbi Kiva was like a little younger than this Rabbi Yossi, he's like kind of a younger, the next up-and-coming generation. So anyways, he says here, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Ani ovin va'adun lefanecha. He says, I will come and I'll explain it to you, make it comprehensible to you, and explain the logic behind this pasuk. The pasuk isn't telling you about the status of things being us or not us. It's simply giving you sort of guidance. When you come into Israel, you have a mitzvah to destroy all the idolatrous places, and where are you going to find them? As the pasuk says, on the mountaintops, on the hilltops, and under all the leafy trees. So that's what it says here. Inside it says, Rabbi Kiva says, Kol makom she'ata motzi har gavoa, anywhere where you see like a sort of a very high mountain, v'giv'a nisa, or an elevated hilltop, v'eitz ra'anan, or a very, you know, verdant, green, luscious tree, da, you should know, she'yesh sham avodah zarah. The pasuk is telling you that's the place you're going to find the avodah zarah, so that's where you have to look to fulfill the mandate to seek out and destroy all the places of idol worship.